USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's impeachment trial opened with the vote to block a subpoena for White House documents related to Democratic allegations the president abused the power of his office by withholding security aid from Ukraine. The Senate Republican majority defeated the measure 53-47. Regarding this last-minute resolution, the president's deputy counsel, Patrick Philbin, says,
if a litigant showed up in any court in this country on the day of trial and said to the judge, actually, Your Honor, we're not ready to go, we need more discovery, they'd be thrown out of court and the lawyers would probably be sanctioned.
President Trump is wrapping up day one of his time at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The president has meetings set on Wednesday with economic leaders from around the world and will be back in Washington, D.C. late Wednesday night. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
The attorneys for the illegal alien accused of killing an Iowa college student are asking for another delay in his trial. Christian Rivera is accused of murdering Molly Tibbetts in the summer of 2018. His attorneys want the trial delayed because they claim prosecutors recently listed new witnesses. The lawyer for a now-dead NFL star is taking issue with a Netflix documentary. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lawyer for Aaron Hernandez speaking out over his displeasure with the Netflix documentary Killer Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez. Jose Baez telling TMZ that his client's 2017 suicide had nothing to do with his sexuality, as the documentary suggests. Baez making it clear that CTE had a major role in pushing the ex-NFL star towards suicide, and he says Hernandez suffered from that brain disease since childhood, and playing football only made it worse.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ozzy Osbourne announced on Good Morning America on Tuesday that he's battling Parkinson's disease. The singer received the diagnosis last February after a string of health setbacks, including a near-deadly staph infection and a fall that damaged his nervous system. Osbourne says he's treating the disease with medication and that he felt guilty for holding back the diagnosis from his fans. Regarding Parkinson's disease, Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America,
first of all, there's only about 1 million people in the United States battling Parkinson's right now, so a story like this does so much to increase awareness and bring this human element to this, but this is a progressive neurodegenerative disorder. It affects the central nervous system. It has a major effect on movement, makes for that stiff, slow motor effect. And the symptoms generally start slowly and then progressively worsen. They can wax and wane. It typically does affect people at later ages, but there can be early onset Parkinson's, and there are some genes involved with this disease.
Tesla is tearing into customer complaints that its cars suddenly accelerate on their own. The luxury high-performance car maker says that the complaints are completely false and made by an investor who's hoping to see Tesla's stock price fall. The 127 complaints are in a petition filed by an investor who wants government regulators to investigate the alleged safety problem. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.